just love all you guys. I feel like I could run out and hug, like, every one of you.
Yes, Shamara, I saw you and I thought, oh, she's busy talking.
Yeah.
So good morning. I want to talk to you about something this morning that's really, really awesome, and that is the opportunity to come and love on the Lord Jesus, the opportunity to come worship him, the opportunity to be in this house, in this gate, and release worship that's going to affect the state and then the nation. And so what an honor to come and love him. What an honor to come and love him. And I want to read you the scripture this morning. It says, and this is what we're very familiar with, this part. It says, again, I give you an eternal truth. If two of you agree to ask God for something in the symphony of prayer, my heavenly Father will do it for you. Many of us know that part of the verse. Well, the second part of the verse says, for whenever two or three come together in honor of my name, I'm right there with them. I read that verse this week, and over, I was like, whoa, you're right here, you're right here, you're right here, you're right here. So Holy Spirit, we invite you here where there's so many more than two or three of us. We invite you to come be with us, to walk in, fill this place with your presence. And we honor you and we worship you. We take the position to fall in line of beautiful worship of who you are. We worship you and we thank you for who you are. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
In Matthew 6, it says, our Father, dwelling in heavenly realm, may the glory of your name be the center on which our lives turn. For here we are. We say you're the center. Your kingdom realm, because you're every purpose to be fulfilled on earth, just as it is fulfilled in heaven. We decree that in our lives and in our lives, would your kingdom be manifested in Jesus' name. We acknowledge you as our provider of all we need each day. This is not about an offering. It's acknowledging him as our provider, and yet it's just the love poured out. It says, forgive us the wrongs we have done as we ourselves release forgiveness to those who have wronged us. I want to submit to you today that there is a revelation in forgiving those who owe debts against you. If you read and you pray this prayer over your family, over your household, over your state, over your finances, you will find that you can have freedom if you release those who have sinned against you. I think this is a key that we need to put in the door and unlock. And maybe the provision you're waiting for, part of that is God not just healing something in your heart when you forgive your debtors, but it's a release of that debt so that he can open the floodgates and be that provider for you. So I just want to take this time to position our hearts and activate forgiveness for those who owe debts against us. Debts in the spirit. That's in the natural. So not only can we receive his forgiveness, but we can be healed, body, soul, and spirit. So we activate that today. We're going to do a song, and during that activation, forgive. And if you need directions on how to give, they're up on the screen. But give them the debt.
already listening. Every day is a fresh new day to write your history. What does your history look like? What's it look like today? What are you going to have written in your book? More stuff. Just all around the page. As big as we can write it. Yes, worshiping Him. Sometimes we get selfish with our time and we are actually worshiping ourselves. Or we have demands put on us. And even though we know we should be doing something else, we'll do it because we're actually worshiping something or someone else. But if we come before Him every morning and say, what are we going to do today? What's today going to be, Lord? I'm so excited. You know, my sister laughed at me once and she said, do you even ask the Lord what kind of vegetables to buy? I said, sometimes I do. Because He's with us every moment of every day and He wants us to do life with Him. That's the encouragement. Do life with Jesus. And when you're writing your history, write it with Him. Not just
to be in the seats of government will be in the seats of government under the authority of Jesus Christ. May it rest on his shoulders in Jesus' name. So we're going to go ahead and transition and dismiss the kids. So, which is age 4 through grade 6. I don't know why that's confusing. And we'll take a quick break and then we're going to